scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustam, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Friday night, the freak show, and the madness continues on the NBA hardwood in the bubble. As the bubble starts with B, but there's no D in this bubble so far. We're moving in right now on 300 points in the last game of the day. And hey, why not? 147, 146 right now as we speak, under 2 minutes remaining. And I got to tell you something, for a bunch of games that supposedly don't mean anything, well, these guys are balling this evening. It's an offensive display. More shots have been drained tonight than a Friday night at a frat house. All right? Like, all day long, man, the overs have been cashing. We'll take a look at the numbers, the overnight numbers, as the NBA is back. The National Hockey League playoffs are set to begin as well. And now that it's midnight on the East Coast, a little past midnight, actually, we're officially 12 hours away until they drop the puck for the NHL playoffs. And say what you will about the National Hockey League and some of the decisions that they make. Truth be told, most of their decisions have been pretty good, besides just screwing over Quebec City all the time. But it's very, very difficult to top. And listen, this NBA stuff has been great. It's been a lot of fun. And they're not even playing for real yet, all right? These aren't even playoff games yet. But nothing tops the Stanley Cup playoffs, all right? Nothing tops like NHL hockey. And nothing ever tops the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let's just be real. As good as the Stanley Cup playoffs are, it actually gets worse as it goes on. The first round is the coolest round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't know what it's going to be like in a pandemic, but I do know I'm going to be betting it, and I know we're going to be breaking it down tonight. Major League Baseball has been threatened, as Rob Manfred says, if the sport doesn't start taking better care of itself, they're going to have to shut it down. Keith Olbermann is saying that he's heard that the networks have been told as soon as Monday to have alternative programming concern. It's funny because Manfred says if the sport doesn't start containing itself better, you're the commissioner of the sport. It's your sport. The idiocy from the commissioner's office is unparalleled. Sports Rage Late Night. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage Late Night, Friday Night Freak Show. I'm Morenci, 844-843-6879. We'll hit the pipelines a little bit later on. We know that this is the fastest 120 minutes in the sports talk, radio, TV, and everything else in between. But tonight we're not playing around, man. We got a lot of stuff to get to. The NBA is back. Major League Baseball is collapsing. The MLS can go F itself. Rob Manfred is a tool bag. And the only team that are bigger choking dickwads than LAFC are the Dallas Mavericks. Like, you know, yeah, because like the biggest, like pretty much the biggest sad sack choking losers in sports are the Houston Rockets, and you just blew a lead to these guys following LAFC. Like, thanks for nothing. All right, we're going to bring Big Man on Campus in here, but so let me just get to this baseball stuff. Last night, we went on a little bit of a tirade about Major League Baseball, and I could talk, you know, I could go on for like 6 hours about this. So here we are right now, Keith Olbermann. And Keith Olbermann is, Keith Olbermann knows, all right? He's one of the smartest men in America. Whether you like him or not, Keith Olbermann is smart, and dude doesn't tweet things out for the sake of it, all right? Keith Olbermann said he heard, and sources tell him, that Major League Baseball told all the networks that they broadcast with to have alternative programming ready starting on Monday because there might not be baseball on Monday. Now, I don't think this is just a public threat from Rob Manfred. I think baseball is in a panic right now because they're a bunch of freaking morons. That's why. And you got to love Rob Manfred, right, coming out and saying, if the sport, like, you know, like you're not part of the sport, you're the commissioner, tool bag. You're the commissioner, all right? And I like how, like, and Jeff Passan, like, you know, the guy on ESPN with the big goofy ears, you know, and the weird-looking hair and stuff like that. You know that guy? Whatever, man. Like, this guy, like, carries the water for the owners. He's always been, like, whatever they want to get out there. So I like that, like, if the players don't do start doing a better job. Like, Rob Manfred is like a parent, like, you know, threatening players, stop getting coronavirus. The country has coronavirus. You have no protocols. You have no doctors. You have no nothing. You have tests that you bought at the freaking dollar store, all right? You're waiting 72 hours. You don't even know. You got teams making their own decisions. You know, week in, or like Major League Baseball has decided that they're going to have a supervisor at each, you know. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, good idea, guys. Yeah, good idea figuring that out 9 days in. You know what? It's a good thing, though, that you all agreed on adding and expanding the playoffs, you jackasses. You're an embarrassment. Like, honestly, like Donald Trump is just, like, it's, you look at baseball, it's sort of run like the country's being run right now with a blind eye, all right? Homer Simpson. Whenever Homer Simpson has a problem, he just thinks to himself, I wish I was at home on the couch with a big bag of potato chips, and when I open up my eyes, the problem's going to be gone. Right? Like Trump said, it'll just vanish. One day, it'll just be gone. And Major League Baseball, oh, we're going to play in every stadium around America, even though we never even got permission from everyone, and everyone bent over. How's Toronto looking now with their decision? Where all you people are telling me, oh, yeah, Morenci, oh, yeah, Canada, oh, yeah, you don't let them in, huh? Yeah, yeah. There's more people in Major League Baseball with coronavirus that haven't in the last week than an entire country of Canada. There's 8 million people in Toronto. There was one corona case this week. There's more cases in Major League Baseball clubhouses. Like, figure it out, man. Until society and the country functions, sports won't function, all right? Unless you're in a bubble. This is like having sex in the middle of the AIDS era without a condom. Wrap it up. Let's bring in Big Man on campus right now. What's up, Big Man?
How are you, Gabe?
You know, we're doing all right considering, you know, we've won money today. I could be up like $1,000 right now, if not more, if not for LAFC and if not for this Dallas Maverick choke job. But I did win money in the Maverick game by hitting a bunch of overs. But Major League Baseball and the ineptness is just, it's too much. The owners never had any intention of playing, guys. Manfred came out and said, we were never going to play more than 60 games anyways, but I'd agreed. Oh, let's play the playoffs. The players are a bunch of dumbasses that are going to strip clubs. They're getting, you know, they're doing chicks in hotel bars still and stuff. They're acting like everything's normal. And then they're all surprised after. And Major League Baseball, the owners, where's your plan? You guys never thought, oh, yeah, by the way, a couple of guys on each team could get it. What? And suddenly, you know, one or two guys get it. You're shutting everything down all the time. I thought you had expanded rosters. You don't. And the only reason you can't just keep on going on, because your freaking testing system is so bad, you know, oh, God, we don't even know who has it now. And it's a domino effect. We all know. And Rob Manfred could threaten people all that he wants. All right? Coronavirus is in the air. And there's going to be more teams that get it. And, you know, I'm telling you right now, unless college football doesn't care. They already kill kids every year anyways, and they don't care, right? So it's not like they have a heart or anything, but or any ethics. But the NFL, the NFL better figure it out. And I'll share my NFL plan a little bit later on. But it's chaos, Big Man. And as long as there's chaos in the country, there'll be chaos like in these sports leagues that aren't in bubbles, bro. Pretty simple. You have a bunch of yahoos running around protesting and like, oh, it's my right to die. It's your right to die. It's my right not to wear a mask and be a jackass. Well, this is why sports aren't back.
Yeah, a question I have, and I still haven't gotten an answer to this. Why does the NBA have these rapid tests that can be found out very quickly, but baseball is on some prehistoric time where it takes days on end to get results? Why?
They bought better tests. Like, they actually paid.
I mean,
they paid for real tests. Yeah.
Incredible.
Major League Baseball bought like the cheapest possible tests, bro. And you know another thing, big man, I'm sick of? You know another thing I'm sick of? I'm sick of like these baseball defenders saying, oh, you know, you guys, oh, it's different with MLS. It's more people in baseball. I can't do this, can't do that. Bro, there's 9 guys on a baseball field. There's 11 guys on a soccer pitch. NHL hockey, there's 23 guys on a hockey team, big man. There's 25 guys on a baseball team.
Right.
It's not easy putting a hockey team in a bubble either, bro. You know what? They worked at it. They actually put a plan together. They said, you know what? We're so safe. We're not even going to put the bubble in America. We're going to Canada. The NHL was so smart. They're Major League Baseball, like Mr. Magoo. Dum-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Walking through a construction site with a blindfold on. Oh, everything's going to be fine. We'll just play it. We'll play in stadiums. They're morons.
Okay, let me ask you something, though. And this is something where I agree with everything you're saying, but there's got to be a little bit of you know, maturity from the players here, where you got to know you can't be going out on the town like it's any other year. I mean, these Marlins players flexed the rules. And they broke rules. They put the entire league at risk by their, you know, nonchalantness and immaturity of going out to the hotel bar and out in the you know, fill it out wherever they were. It's just, you got to be, these players have to take some responsibility as well. I mean, they put the entire league at risk by not following rules.
And the most useless, like, inconsequential team in the league, too, that did, you know, that started the domino effect, right? The start of the domino effect. And I'm telling you, like, you think NFL players are dumber than baseball players are, bro. They're like, they're not going to listen. They're not going to do anything. You know, we're already seeing a bunch of players opt out. I threw this out there. I'm not even kidding. The NFL building hubs and stuff is difficult. I get it. The NFL have a lot of players. I get it. But you also have the most money. Like, you have more money than like 100 countries combined. Like, the NFL has like literally billions and billions and tens of billions of dollars at their disposal. They could do whatever they want. So I personally think they should just all go to Hawaii, sort of UFC Fight Island style. You got the stadium there already. You got a ton of empty hotel rooms. Hawaii is pretty much virus-free because they've been keeping tourists out. They can use the money. Players can't complain. You're not really in a hub, in a bubble. You're living on an island in Hawaii, all right? Cut the season from 16 to 12 weeks, 10 weeks even, 8 weeks even. We'll hit this and more. Big Man on Campus with us. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Hi, Morency. A lot of stuff to get to. Kevin Walsh is going to join us a little bit later on, just because I want to hear why he tells me, like, oh, yeah, why the Lakers are the play against the Raptors tomorrow. Because, of course, like, the Raptors have no chance, like, against that powerhouse, like the LA Lakers. I'm surprised that we're not, like, 14-point underdogs right now. I love, too, I heard a promo for the game, Big Man. And it was like, Saturday night, LeBron James, the king. That's how this was. The king, LeBron James, and AD. Take on the Toronto Raptors. And I'm thinking, yeah, the Toronto Raptors are the defending champs. Not the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Like, but whatever. It's all good. I'm used to it. I'm used to it. Let me just throw it out here, Big Man. So I'm dead serious. I want the NFL to work. I'm telling you right now. And it's not to be a doomsday, but I'm just being realistic, all right? It's impossible to play 17 consecutive weeks of football and pretend everything is normal. It's not going to work. It won't happen. A bunch of players are going to get coronavirus. Players might die. Coaches are going to die. It's going to be more extreme. I saw last night, guys, doctors said 70% of NFL players are deemed high risk. 70%. Guys, linemen are not healthy people, all right? They're big. They can run and stuff. But there's a reason why football players all die when they're 50, all right? They're not healthy, all right? Like, it's not a good idea. Like, football is not a good idea. They know it. Players know it. Come on, man. You think Damian Williams wants to, like, tap out? The guy just won a Super Bowl, man. Like, he's making money. You know what I mean? Like, all these dudes, like, they're not doing it because they're wusses. They realize this is dangerous, and it's not going to end well, and it just won't. So the only way it's going to work, like, unless the NFL players, you don't have to be in a bubble, big man, but unless they're militaristic about it, where they tell the guys, you cannot go out, like, dead serious. Like, you can't go out. You need to go home. You know what I mean? Have your wife, you know what I mean? Order food to your house. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you're allowed to get air and do whatever, but you can't go to a club. You can't go to a movie. You can't go play golf. You can't do anything. Like, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Play the game, practice, go home. Don't go anywhere. And it won't work because there's still too many men there. I personally think, and I'm just going to throw it out there quick and you get your take, Hawaii, all right? They have the islands. Hawaii's been hit hard economically by this, but Hawaii made a choice. We don't want tourists coming here because everyone, the virus hit in the mainland, everyone said, rich people, everyone was like, let's go to Hawaii to get away from this. Let's go live in paradise and wait this out. Hawaii was like, no. Hawaii was like one of the people that said, no, you got to do a 14-day quarantine, even if you're American. We don't care. And we're going to arrest you. And they do. Like, they've arrested people. Like, people are like, yeah. They go to their hotel, and then they leave an hour later. They're getting arrested. They're not playing around. They've lost, like, billions of dollars in tourism revenue. They have thousands of hotels there, nice hotels, sitting empty right now. They have a beautiful stadium right there. It's not Jerry's World. No. They have a stadium. They played the Pro Bowl. The players can't complain about living in a bubble and a hub and anything. You're in Hawaii. Bring your family. Fine. You know what I mean? Basically, NFL rents all these hotel rooms. Hawaii, it's perfect. They don't want tourists there, but they can have NFL players there. It's worth so much money for Hawaii. The NFL has enough money to build another field if they wanted, but, you know, you splinter it up. You have 2-3 games a day at the stadium in Hawaii. And the players won't complain, man. Listen, if you were on the Buffalo Bills or the Cleveland Browns, would you rather live in Buffalo or Cleveland or Hawaii for the year, big man? It's a great idea, I think. It's an isolated island, and, you know, you have the money. You already have the relationship with Hawaii. You had the Pro Bowl there for years. They have the stadium. They have the hotels. Hell, you could build another football field if you want. You have enough money to build another field, like, for other games, too. So, you know, that's my humble eye and my idea. Go to Hawaii, big man.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's a great idea, Gabe, and I like the way you're thinking, but I think we just need to come to the realization as NFL sports fans, it's not logistically possible. I mean, and I think the NFL knows that. I think that's one of the reasons that they're basically are
that's why I'm saying Hawaii.
Where,
or we put them on Mars, because that's where we're at, big man. It won't work.
You're going to have, Gabe, and you said, you know, militaristically, you're going to have to make sure these players don't go anywhere. I mean, you have to understand there's 1,696 NFL players. I mean, to think that you can keep every single one in their house and not make the – I mean, look at the baseball. I mean, baseball
you can't stop these guys from beating their own children up. Like, you think you're going to get them to put a mask on?
Yeah, I mean, it's really – but again, to play football, I think these teams are going to do some great things at their facilities. I'll tell you an area that if I were the NFL, there's one area I would consider, and it's about the only area that I think is possible to do this outside of what you said at Hawaii. I think the Baltimore-Washington area would be great. I think there's 7 stadiums within that area. You've got tons of hotels. But you have to figure you would have to basically – 5,000 people would have to be included in this. You have 1,700 players. You have, you know, all the coaches, the medical staff, the front office personnel, the trainers.
People.
I mean,
so many people.
Yeah, there's just it's logistically not possible. They're going to have to wing it. They're going to have to obviously take a lot of looks in the mirror and say, look, we got to try to do this. And hopefully by the middle of the season, maybe you have some sort of vaccine. I'm not sure you will, but
that's not happening.
Yeah, they're going to have to all take a page out of the book. I don't know if you hire security for every single player. I don't know. I don't know what you do. I think the bubble's not going to happen. No way.
It's a nightmare. No, the bubble's not going to happen. And I think they're going to try. I think they're going to delay it. All right. And I've been saying all along, but
Gabe,
I do think
Gabe,
that they're going to delay it. They're going to wait till October.
Let me ask you something. Let's say you have, okay, and that's fine. You're delaying, it's fine. But so let's say you have how many players per team? 80 or so? What if you were to, you know, have a situation where each team stays in their own hotel?
53 on Sunday.
But like,
so you have 53 players active on the field for an NFL game.
Well, yeah, combined with coaches, you have about 80 people. So, I mean, maybe
if not
they all
more,
stay in a hotel.
Actually.
I don't know. Do you hire security for each player? I don't know. I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you can tell people they can't go somewhere. But yeah, it's logistically bubble's not going to happen.
Know.
They're just going to have to.
It's so bad that the NFL is pretty crazy. Quarantine quarterbacks. So basically, each team in the NFL, they're talking about $12,000 a week. That's what the quarterback would get paid. $12,000 a week. You live in quarantine, big man. So you're David Fales or like one of these loser backups, Trevor Siemian. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Basically, big man, your job is to, you're going to meet with the coaches in Zoom meetings. You're going to have to know the playbook every week. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be practicing. They're going to have wide receivers with you. And like, you know what I mean? You're going to be there. You're going to have your own little hub because they know quarterbacks are going to go down. So they're quarantine quarterbacks are calling it $12,000 a week. They should pay them a little bit more, I think.
Well,
but it's 12K
well, I mean,
a week.
Practice
and
squad.
The quarterback lives isolated away from the team, and he's there as the emergency sort of quarterback if the other guys go down.
I think it's a great. I think it's a great start to personnel. I mean, practice squad makes $6,500 a week, so you're basically getting double what a practice squad player gets, and
yeah, but to
you're
me,
not going to
big
have to
man,
get your head beat in every day.
To me, it's like. It's like a sign that they know that it's not going to work. It's like, wow, we better put people in quarantine. Second, it's almost like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like going to rob a bank and then, like, you know, buying life insurance before you do it. You don't think it's going to end well, obviously. You know what I'm saying?
I think I might be off here, Gabe, and you might think I'm crazy, but I got to be honest. I think the NFL does okay with this. I really do. I think that I trust them a lot more than I trust Major League Baseball. It seems like the NFL, every team is taking – I know at least in this town, the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, they every team is taking steps to make every facility look great, to really outfit it. I'm actually a lot more in belief that the NFL can make it happen. Are you going to have cases? Yeah. But there's got to be a situation where you just – you try to just – Everybody tries to has to do what they're supposed to do and stay home. And I'm a little bit more confident, but yeah, it's going to be tough. You have less games though. Luckily, you only have 17 games.
Not for 22 weeks. There's no way in hell it's going to go. Not to mention the fall is going to be a nightmare with the virus, bro. Trump's given up on it. Not that he ever tried on it. Actually, that's the wrong way of putting it. But like,
yeah, he never tried. Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Did you see the report that basically they had a national plan for real? All right, like earlier, a couple of months ago, you know, Fauci and whatever and everyone, they actually had like a real national plan. And Kushner and company basically stated, this is good for you politically. It's only hitting blue states. Like when it was hitting New York and everything early and like Pennsylvania, you know what I mean? Blue states, California. So they actually thought, you know, why not? Screw it. Let the Democrats, they didn't vote for us anyways. Let them die. And then now it's backfiring. now it's backfired because, like, it's all the red states that are hot spots right now.
So. I hate to say it, Gabe. This is what happens when you elect someone like this, and we all have to deal with it now.
Well, you figure, though, like, that a virus could have united people, right? That it's like, all right, listen, we all hate each other, but let's just, get through this virus and continue. No, like, that, not even a virus. All right, let's get into some picks on the other side. NBA, well, we hate LAFC. We'll hit that and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
All right, let's roll. Thank you very much, Yang. Master Control, Midtown, Manhattan, Friday Night Free Show continues. I am Morenci. People are fired up in our chat this evening about who's to blame for the virus and everything else in between, as everybody's an MD. Right now, I don't pretend to be an MD, but I still can diagnose that people are morons. All right, so maybe I am a doctor. That's my diagnosis. Big man on campus kicking it with us. Sorry, let's. I don't even want to talk about this much, big man, just because it really pisses me off. But you know, LAFC, like seriously, bro. Like really, you get it, and even after the penalty kick. It's a miracle. And somehow I knew. I was like, you know what? They're not going to score. I know we're going to somehow we're going to save this guy. And Nani always scores on a PK. Buddy comes up with a great save. Boom. Rossi comes down the pitch after. Great pass. Wrightsville buries it, finishes it. You got a 1-0 lead against lowly Orlando, and you choke it away, bro. Like, that's just garbage and pathetic, man.
Yeah, I thought tonight, Gabe, they really showed where they are without Vela. They just didn't have any quality in the final third. I mean, Rossi looked like he was on another planet. I don't know where he was the entire game. There's just no – they weren't sharp. I mean, Bob Bradley, the coach, said that after the game. I mean, the first half they were – I think they have a shot on goal in the first half. I mean, it was ugly. They got a nice goal. They had – I mean, plenty of options to extend it to 2-0 and put the game away, but they weren't able to do it. You let a team hang around, and Orlando had a, you know, they were great in the midfield. They just kept pounding. They played great defensively for the most part, even without one of their better players, Chris Mueller, who, yeah, he went out early, Mueller, and they worked hard, you're right, and did a great job at the back, and they were able to get a late goal and win it in penalties. You cannot go to penalties. I don't know why these teams in the MLS just concede and say, we're going to go to penalties. It's like going into a UFC fight and say, oh, I'll just let the judges decide. You can't do that. You got to play. Some of these teams just accept penalties for some reason, and they think that they're going to just get the job done because they have better goal scorers and penalties. They also hurt themselves because they pulled Bradley Wright Phillips before the penalties. He wasn't able to take penalties, which hurt. So, yeah, they missed Vela tonight. Vela would have, I think, found the net late in the game, and they would have went up 2-0, and they wouldn't have to worry about it. But, yeah, really disappointing. This tournament for me, from a betting perspective, has been disappointing.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I got to lower the limits now on the way out. This was like the last sort of punch in the gut. You know, the last one I lost on TFC earlier in the week where I put too much on it. This one, I had too much on it as well. And, you know, it wasn't a complete like end of the world disaster, but I'm tired of it. You know, I'm winning these other sports. Like you said, I don't even want to know, big man. I wouldn't want to know the tally of this tournament, bro. Like it's in the thousands though. I don't even want, like you said, when this thing's over, let's just move on and never speak of it again. Actually, see, they're restarting after all this. They're restarting on August 22nd. And supposedly they want fans as well. I'm right across the street from the stadium where the Whitecaps play. I would go, actually, because I would, so there you can socially distance. They only get like 25, 30,000 people anyway. The stadium holds like 50,000. Like, you know what I mean? So it's a little bit different here. But NBA basketball.
No way Canada allows that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're not going to allow fans. I know. They'll allow them to play there, but they won't allow fans. And I don't even know if they're allowing them to play, like with players traveling in. You know, we talked about it with the Blue Jays, and you know, this is why they did it. They made the right decision.
Donnie
ultimately,
hit the
all right.
On the head with that one.
Yeah, I know. And you know, at least a couple of people, I actually tweeted. I'm like, where is everybody now? They called, you know, oh, this and that,
no,
and
they're
like,
gone.
Yeah, and I had people like last week showing me like. You know, hotels were struggling in Toronto. It's like, yeah, that's part of business. That's part of life. You're not going to like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the mentality, right? Oh, because one hotel guy complained, yeah, that's right. Let's let the virus into the country. Like people don't understand the logic of this stuff. They don't get it. Like, and the thing is, if you shut down, you can open up after more successfully. Like, that's just the whole thing. But so NBA basketball. Holy crap, man. I don't know. Maybe tomorrow every game's like 92-92 or something, but what a freaking track meet it was across the board today, big man. Started in the morning with the Brooklyn-Orlando game, and it just went all day long, scoring, 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 scoring. And looking at the numbers now, it hasn't really, you know, so we got first game up tomorrow. We got Miami and the Denver Nuggets. So before we get to the games, holy crap, boy, what a wild day of basketball in the bubble, huh?
Yeah, it really was. Every game went over. I mean, it you know, after last night, it was two great games. You had one game go way under. You had the other game. I forget the end of what that score was. I think that one went over. But yeah, I think every game at once went over so far in the first 2 days. But yeah, I mean, you look at this first game tomorrow. I mean, do you have any reason to think this one doesn't go over either? I mean, why is this total only 211? And both these teams, yeah, both these teams snipe. They're deep. I mean, what am I missing in this one? They got great front courts. I mean, I don't know what I'm missing in this one.
Even if it's a defensive battle, these defensive battles mean that it's like, 114, 110. Like, that's a defensive battle.
108, 105 is the winner here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that you know, like, come on. It's a good point. So that game is up 1 o'clock Eastern time. And it's one cool thing being on the West Coast, 10 in the morning here. So, yeah, we're ready to go with some early basketball. What do you think about this game? I know you were high on the Heat coming into this, but Denver Nuggets are a good basketball team, too. Tough game for both these teams. Tough matchup. They're both, no one gets a free pass coming out of the gate here. And it bothered me, actually, during the broadcast. And a couple of things bothered me tonight, actually. So Mark Jones, the broadcaster, nice guy. He's from Toronto, actually, on ESPN. But he said James Harden is hotter than fish grease. I'm thinking, dude, that's not a good line. Don't use that again. Secondly, I like Doris Burke, all right? I used to like her a lot. You know, people used to rip her years ago, and she did college and stuff, and she's on the NBA. And I've always liked her, but she's turned into such a yes woman, man. Like, everything's great. Everyone's great. Every call is tough. Like, her analysis is just so, everything is great. Like, she never brings up, oh, yeah, by the way, this guy, like, really screwed up there. And I just find that annoying. So that caught my eye a little bit. But what do you make of the Miami-Denver game? I almost don't want to force a side here because it's a tough game. Let's just bet the over.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I mean, both these teams were top 10 in offensive efficiency. Neither are great defense. You're kind of middle of the pack. And like you said, I mean, I don't have to go deep into this one just because I know they're both deep. I know they're both good offensively. And I know I don't need 115, 120 to get a win here. I mean, 108, 105 will get me the job done here. I will be interested to watch Jokic. Obviously, he's a lot svelter. He lost some weight. I'll be interested to see how he deals with that. I mean, we know he can kind of move around, should look a lot more limber. I think that'll obviously help his offensive game a little bit. Both these teams can snipe from three-point range with Murray and some of the Heat big boys. So, yeah, I like this over here. I actually already betted at 211. I think it's safe to say by 1 o'clock tomorrow this will be up closer to 215, 216.
And time's really flying by here this evening with Big Man on campus, but he'll be back with us on Sunday night. So your Philadelphia 76ers take the court. Interested to see the Sixers in this bubble. Taking on the Pacers, 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night. What are you expecting from the Sixers?
Well, I'm expecting them, as usual, to not play well on the road. They're not at home, and that's something that we all know. And until they start winning on the road, I have no interest. What are the Pacers, though? I mean, no Sabonis. I think that's really going to hurt. He and Embiid usually have some good battles back and forth. You know, can Miles Turner handle him? You look at without Sabonis, who the hell on this team is going to guard Embiid? I'm not sure I know. The Sixers
but it's tough to trust. It's tough to trust them to lay 5.5, isn't it? Like in the first game without seeing
exactly.
It.
And that's why, for me, I'm probably not going to wager on this. I'll watch it as a fan, and I'll hope they just get the job done. But, yeah, on the road, I have no interest in betting the Sixers. I will say, though, I don't know your guest you were talking about likes the Lakers. I love the Raptors. That's probably my favorite game tomorrow. I think they win this game. I think plus 145 is a solid play on the money line. Gabe, let me ask you a question. Who's the third scorer for the L.A. Lakers? Is it Kyle Kuzma? I don't know. I mean, who's the third scorer? Look at last night. The L.A. Clippers had nothing outside of anyone except for Paul George and Kawhi Leonard and still had a shot to win the game. They didn't have Lou Williams. They didn't have Harrell. I mean, the Lakers didn't look good last night. They don't have a third scorer outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis. And we know how good Toronto is. We know how hard they play defensively. And I'm going to tell you right now, LeBron James better get prepared because OJ Anunoby is a terrific defender. He cares about team defense. I love this Raptor team. I think they get the job done tomorrow. They're healthier. They're a little bit more rested. I like the Raptors big tomorrow. I think they win this game.
You know, this is going to blow people away here right now. All right. The last time the Raptors and the Lakers played, the Raptors won 113 to 104. The time before that, the Raptors won 111-98. The time before that, the Raptors won 121-107. The time before that, they won 123-111. The game before that, in 2017, they won 101-92. In 2017, they won. You know, guys, the Raptors have won 10 straight against the Lakers. It's insane. Like, people are like, nah, like. I've heard like people, oh, it's a statement game. We'll see what the Raptors can do against the Lakers. It's like, the Raptors are the ones that are champions, not the Lakers. You know, I'm surprised, though. I'm surprised that it hasn't gone up. I thought that people would disrespect the Raptors more, but it's come down. I'm seeing 3.5 at FanDuel right now. I'm with you. What do you make of, you know, the Lakers have an advantage because they already played a game and the Raptors didn't? I don't really buy into that. And I think the Lakers were pretty fired up and wanted to beat the Clippers. They're not going to have that same edge. They're not going to have the same edge against the Raptors.
And remember, still no defined point guard for the Lakers. I mean, you know, they don't have Rajon Rondo. Avery Bradley's gone. I mean, they don't have a third scorer. I guess it's Danny Green, but he didn't play well the other night. Listen, give me the Raptors. They're a tough team. I don't care that they haven't played a game. That just means they're rested. I just don't love the Lakers. I'm sorry. I think this is a team that 1-5, the Raptors, is really good. We know how good defensive they are. I know we're going to get cut off here in just a second. I just want to also throw out, Gabe, the Clippers. I would go back to the well with them tomorrow. Like I said the other night, they didn't really get anything outside of George and Leonard. You know, Zubac was a non-factor. Marcus Morris was a non-factor. Pelicans play no defense. I know they did the other night, but I'm not really confident that that's going to last tomorrow night either. I think the Clippers get back on track. I'm willing to lay 4.5 here. I think the Pelicans are shot. They messed up the other night not having Williamson in the last 2 minutes of that game. That was the season for them.
All right, well, hold on. We got about 2 more minutes on the other side. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll squeeze in the last couple of minutes with Big Man. What a great schedule that we have. And, yeah, guys, I can confirm this. This is unbelievable.
The LA Lakers haven't beaten the Toronto Raptors since November 30th, 2014. Sports Rage Late Night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Right, back to live action. Thank you. Friday Night Freak Show. Sports Rage Late Night. Level one has just flown by. We got a couple of more minutes with Big Man exchanging some fire in the chat right now with the Freak Show. I see the chat is banging tonight, Big Man. Friday night.
typical losers in the chat. Couple losers out there. No surprise there.
Some Friday night fireworks. I'd say you know, all right, these guys could call in, but you know they don't call. You know what I mean? They prefer the typing.
Getting him to call is like thinking Donald Trump's going to change his tune tomorrow. Ain't going to happen.
Sports Grid. We got to get our boy Adventure in here. Great guy, Gucci, the closer. All right, so yeah, you mentioned the Pelicans.
Hey, one thing was talking about Europa League. I like the sound of that. He's talking about Europa.
Ventura. He's a Paisan. So
love it.
In fact, he's like his classic Italian New Yorker. Like that's the thing with New Yorkers now. They're not, you can't tell like where they're from anymore. Like they don't even have that accent anymore. You know what I mean? Venture's a real New Yorker. Everyone just moved to New Yorker. They're posers like me. You know what I mean? Venture's like the real deal. Like he's the type of guy that like hates people that like come into like the real Brooklyn and crowd these pizza places and stuff, you know, the gas bags and stuff that come here. Yep. But yeah, Venture, we got to get you on, buddy. Venture's for like Bensonhurst. That's like the real. Put it this way, like.
Oh, is he really? I love.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. I love Bensonhurst.
He's from the part that even Corey Parsons like. Yeah, yeah. I don't even go that far. Like in a Bensonhurst. He's from like the scary part of Bensonhurst. Hey, Bencher, you're from like do the right thing part of Bensonhurst. Stuff, man. Hey, you're the best, big man. We'll catch up with you Sunday. We'll
see
you on Saturday night on the podcast.
Sounds good. Look. Yeah, buddy.
More trades late night.